Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Perfect Couple by Jackie Kambler. Published by One More Chapter in 2020, today's book hinges on one question. How well do you actually know your own spouse? Gemma and Danny have been married for 18 months and have just moved from London to Bristol to start a new life. One day Gemma comes home from a business trip and finds her house empty. Her husband Danny had emailed her the night before, there's a hold up with his new work issued mobile phone, and said he'd make dinner for her, but he's nowhere to be seen. At first Gemma thinks he's probably just working late, but as she lays in bed alone later that night, Gemma begins to really worry. Bristol detective Helena Parkin and her partner are investigating two murders. The murders of two unrelated men who just happen to look identical to each other. As the investigation leads only to dead ends, Helena is desperately hoping there isn't a third victim, because three murders means a serial killer. After 2 days and calling all of Danny's friends and family, Gemma finally reports his disappearance to the Bristol police. The police take notes and go through all the usual missing person protocols until Gemma shows them a photo of her missing husband, and Danny happens to be exactly the same physical type as the two other murdered men. The police are now very interested and concerned for Danny's whereabouts, but as they probe into Danny's life for clues into his disappearance, the facts about Danny's life start to unravel, and Gemma has to question whether she knew her husband at all, and the police don't believe a word of her story. The Perfect Couple is an excellent psychological thriller told from the perspectives of Gemma, the wife of the missing man, and Helena, the investigating detective. There are a few twists which I don't want to spoil, but it's one of those books where I questioned whether Gemma was an unreliable narrator, chapter by chapter, and changing my mind about whether she actually did it. Gemma begins to fall apart when the police don't believe her stories, and she begins to doubt herself when more gaps appear in Danny's story. Was Danny the perfect husband, or is he a complete liar? This is one of those books which makes you wonder, could this happen to me? And as the days pass without locating Danny, Gemma becomes the prime suspect for not one but three murders, three men who all look the same. But eventually Gemma draws on her own experience as a journalist and begins to investigate the case herself, and the situation is even messier than she expected. On the other hand, Detective Helena is getting pressure, obviously, to solve the case, as well as pressure from her wife, who wants to start a family. She doesn't believe a word of Gemma's story, but will her single-mindedness cause her to overlook critical evidence? So if you like doubt, secrets, missing husbands, and perfect couples not being what they seem, I recommend The Perfect Couple by Jackie Kambler. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.